We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Samach Vav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, Ve'ela Rav Eliezer. We learned in a Braisa regarding a mikvah and Mayim She'uvim, that if you have this pipe that was attached to the ground, the halacha is it's paisel as a mikvah. It passes the mikvah. Why? Because it's Mayim She'uvim. Because this sinar is a base kibbutz, this pipe could hold things, and therefore it's bekabel tuma. And even though something that's part of the ground is not bekabel tuma, but this was a keli that was attached to the ground, so therefore it still retains its shame of a keli. Masha'enkin, if something's attached to the ground already, then you carve it out, there it will be considered karka and not pasul mikvah. And the Gemara says it's not Rav Eliezer, not the Rabbanon. Now, which Rav Eliezer Rabbanon are we talking about? That's what we're trying to figure out. So Gemara tries to bring in another Rav Eliezer and see if this Rav Eliezer is the one that does not stem with that Braisa. Vela Rav Eliezer, the Kaveris Dvarim. Maybe it's talking about Rav Eliezer that's talking about a beehive. It's now into the Mishnah, Kaveris Dvarim. And right now the Gemara thinks we're talking about a beehive that was a man-made beehive and it was attached to the ground. So Rav Eliezer, Imber, Hareyu Kakarka. Since you attached it to the ground, as din of karka. And what's the nafkamina of hasdin like karka? First of all, you let it write a prosbul on it. What's a prosbul? A prosbul is that the halacha is that when it comes to Shemitah, if you owe someone money, you are potter. Shemitah is meshamet, you're potter now to pay. And now the rich people stopped wanting to lend out money before Shemitah because when it came to Shemitah, the guys just said, I'm not paying you. Therefore, they masake and they could write a prosbul. What's a prosbul? A prosbul is that you give over the shtaros to Beis Din, and therefore, Beis Din is now the one collecting it, and there's no isser of lo yigois on Beis Din. It's only an isser on the malveh, but not on Beis Din. That's the mechanics of a prosbul. And the Chazal said, you only make a prosbul if the loiva has karka. If the loiva has karka, you make a prosbul. Now, why does loiva have to have karka in order to make a prosbul? So there's two pshatim. Rashi all of a shas, and here the Rashbam brings down from Rashi, the reason is because it's not shchiach for someone to lend money to a person who does not have karka. Because you have no way of making sure you can get paid back. And therefore you want him to have karka. And if he doesn't have karka, you usually don't lend the money. Therefore it's a milsav l'shicha, a milsav l'shicha l'gazer rabbanon. And therefore you have to have karka in order to make, the whole tekana is only by someone who has karka, if a leiva has karka. That's one shot. The Rashbam is a different shot. The Rashbam says that we know that if you have a mashkin, if the malva is holding onto a mashkin from the leiva, then shvi is not mashamit. So here we want to make believe ki'ilu there's a mashkin, therefore he has to have karka, and therefore he can make ki'ilu, it's in my rishus, in the malva's rishus, and it's like a mashkin. That's the why you need karka. But in any case, we're saying over here that the kaveris dvarim is considered karka in regards to kois malea prosbul. Not a halacha on top of samach vav, ve'ina mekabelas tuma b'mekayma. Since it's mechubel karka, so therefore it's not mekabel tuma b'mekayma, which means not only is the kaveris not mekabel tuma, but the honey inside it is also not mekabel tuma. But it's a dik, dafka b'mekayma. But once you take the honey out, then it's mekabel tuma because it gets a shame oichel, and even without machshava, just taking out the dvash alone gives it a shame oichel. And if someone separates the devash on Shabbos from this beehive, he's chayiv v'chatos. So we see three things. Rav Eliezer holds it's mamash like karka. First of all, you write a prosbul on this beehive. Second of all, it's not mekabel tuma because it's mekabel karka. And third of all, if you take it off on Shabbos, it's considered kaitzer. It's considered cutting off something from the ground, and you're chayiv v'chatos. No, ain't a karka. It's not something karka. But ain't kaitzer prosbul. You can't write a prosbul. Mekabel as tuma mekayma. And it's mekabel tuma because it's not considered karka. V'aroi demen of Shabbos potter. It's not considered mechol karka. V'aroi demen of Shabbos, you are potter. So what's the problem? The problem is that this was trying to say is like this: that the brisa before in regards to mayim shuvim by a mikvah is not like this Rav Eliezer, because Rav Eliezer holds that even though you made the beehive first, once attached to the ground, it becomes karka. And it's in the brisa before that if you have a pipe that you attach to the ground, it passes the mikvah. So it comes out that brisa is not like Rav Eliezer. It happens to be, it would be like the Rabbanon. And before he says, like Rav Eliezer, like Rabbanon, but tomorrow is a different kasha, or a different terrorist to say why Rav Eliezer kutched him with that. So tomorrow it says, Hosom, that mishta there, you can explain shat, could the Amar Rab Elazar, like Rav Elazar said, what's Pshat and Rav Eliezer? The Amar Rab Elazar, because Rav Elazar said, in my time with Rav Eliezer, what's talk of Pshat and Rav Eliezer, that this Kaveris Dvarim is considered Karka? You know why? It's Xeris HaKosov. The Chassidus says in the Pasuk, this is regarding Yonison, where they were at war, and Shaul HaMelech made everyone make a shvua, they're not going to eat anything until they finish the war, they're fasting, and Yonison, not know, and the Pasuk says, V'Yonison lo shama b'shbiyah o b'vesa'om. Yonison did not hear when he was being mashbia, when his father was mashbia da'om, v'yishalach es k'sei ha'mata, he stuck his stick, asher v'yodav yitbo oisav v'yaroi sadvash, he stuck it into the yaroi sadvash, into the honey, v'yoshav yodav yal piv, v'atar na'inav, and his eyes lit up, because he wasn't so hungry anymore. We had this, I think in Masechtas, we had this in Masechtas, Yuma recently, we had this, and those learning rice, we had a Masechus Yuma about this, about someone who's fasting, sometimes they're about, they could be mamish, achzoi bulmis it's called, it's sakana, so you eat a little bit, something sweet, you could light up your eyes. So here you find this idea, but what do you see from here? It says, yaris tavash, and we darsh in like this, ma ya'ar, just like a forest, tateos v'menav shabbos chayv chatos, just like a forest, tateos v'menav chayv chatos, atvash, also honey, haroid v'menav shabbos chayv chatos, honey also, if you take out the honey on shabbos, chayv chatos. So it comes out that, especially here as a kosov, that a beehive is considered kaitzer, it's considered mechubal karka, but vada, it's not really mechubal karka, you can't learn out from different other things. You can't learn out to other things. For example, by tzinor, you can't learn out tzinor from here, so don't, this Rabbi Eliezer is a local Rabbi Eliezer that says, that there, it's always, that's mechubal karka, always is din karka. And don't ask a kasha from tzinor to here, because there's a kasha, when it comes to a beehive, it's considered mechubal karka. So again, it does stim with the Rav Eliezer. So what does it mean that the brice is not stim with Rav Eliezer, Rav Abanon? Hello. You know what you're talking about? Rav Eliezer, the daf. I'm talking about Rav Eliezer of the Mishnah about a daf. The time I went to the Mishnah, daf shel nachtoimim, shekava v'kaisel. So right now we're assuming that this daf is considered a keli, even though right now we think it's eitz. And the halacha is that something that's wood has to be, the order of mekabel toma has to really be a base kibul. But if it's a flat item, it's a pshute kli eitz, it's not mekabel toma. I think Maro thinks maybe it's mekabel toma, but there are bonon, but something that's flat, it's not mekabel toma. But here the Maro is assuming that it's at least mekabel toma, but there are bonon. And what does it say? You have this daf shenachtayim, and daf shenachtayim is like this, it's like a shelf that the bakers put up to put their bread on it or to knead the bread, and they screw it into the wall. Shekava b'kaisel. They attached it to the wall. So it's a mechubal karka, but it's a keli before. It's a daf that I made a mechubal karka. Rabbi Eliezer matar, Rabbi Eliezer matar, b'chom matam, b'chom holds matamai. And like the Rashbam explains, it does not mechalik where you made the daf. It could be you've put a raw piece of wood against and screwed it into the wall, and then you sanded it out and made it into a daf, or it was a daf before and you put it in the kaisel. And in either case, Rav Eliezer holds tahar and mechom hol matam. That means Rav Eliezer says anything that's attached, even if it was a kli from before, the halacha is it's tahar. Chachamim say everything is tameh, even if it was made while attached to the wall. So now it's shver. The brisa of tzinor. The brisa of tzinor of a pipe is mechalik between if it was made from before or made afterwards. So money, who is the brisa of tzinor? E Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, then a filu chaku, even if you carved it out of a safe covenant after you attach it to the ground, it shouldn't be a problem in shuvim. Why? Because it has the mechubal karka. E Rabbanon, if the rats go into Rabbanon, the filu chaku safe chaku, nami. Even if you first attached it, then you carved it out, also halacha should be that it's passes the mikvah, because it's all shame keli. So and that's what it means, that we don't know, that Bryce says, doesn't shim not Rabbi Eliezer, not the Rabbanon. So Gemara answers, no, we could shim. Lo ilam Rabbi Eliezer. We could say that Mishnah before, that Bryce before is Rabbi Eliezer. That Bryce before is Rabbi Eliezer. There is mechalik between if it was a keli from before or not. And here it's mashmah, it's always tar, even if it was a keli before. Tomorrow, I'll tell you why. The shani of pshut dekliyets, the tumah derabbanon. Pshut dekliyets, which is a flat piece of eitz, is only tumah midrabbanon. Because midrais is not tumah, because we learn out from a pasuk that says that kliyets or beged or a sack, and we learn just like a sack is something that has a base kibul. The same thing, a kliyets is also like that. A sack is like a sack. If something kliyets has to be a base kibul. And if not, it's only tumah derabbanon. So since it's only tumah derabbanon, so therefore we say anytime it's attached, it's tar, because it's only derabbanon. But by mayim she'uvim, there we're more machmir, and we say that if it's once a kli, always a kli, even if you attach it. That's the Gemara Tarot. So go to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds here, anything attached is tar. But there's only because here is the Rabbanon. But by the Raisa, like by Maim She'uvim, there we're going to say that It has to be carved out again when it's attached. But if it's keli before, it's a problem. So Gemara has a kash on this. First of all, mechlal, you're telling me the she'iva de raisa. You're telling me that she'uvim is the raisa. I on top of some chavon vase, but kaim lo under abanon. The way the Rashbam learns that avada, if the water is completely mayim shuvim, it's pasul midaraisa, because it's a drasha. It says in the pasuk, mayin ma mayim deshmayim af mikvah deshmayim. In the pasuk, it says there's two type of mikvahs. There's ach mayin ubar mikvah mayim. There's two type of mikvahs. One's called a mayin, which is a spring, and one's a bar, which is mayim mechunasim, water that's not moving, water that's in one place. So there. There are chalukim to the mayin and a bar. For example, if it's moving by a mikveh, it's a problem. But by a mayin, it's fine. But we do learn out they both have to be desha mayim, and it can't be mayim shuvim. Therefore, mayim shuvim vados pasul midaraisa. But the rarest problem with the Gemara is that here we're talking about that you had an existing mikveh, and you just were adding water mayim shuvim with the sinner. And the halach is if you add water until the mayim shuvim becomes roiv over the rainwater, so then midrabanon is pasul. That's how the Rashbam learns. Midrabanon is a psul if you have roiv rainwater in roiv mayim shuuvim. Sorry, if you have roiv mayim shuuvim in the kosher mikvah, then it makes a pasul midrabanon. So, and that's what it sounds like before, that we're talking about a case where you had a kosher mikvah midaraisa. If you have a kosher mikvah, it never becomes apostle. Why? Because any water that goes in is bottled automatically, and it's always a kosher mikveh forever. And it's only midrabanan psul. And before we're talking about kosher mikveh, because lashon was sinar shechaku b'sef kavu poislas a mikveh. Sounds like you had a mikveh ready. So Gemara's kasha is mechal the shiva deraisa. It's not true. The shuvim that we're talking about the braisa is midrabanan, because there you had a kosher mikveh from before. It's only midrabanan. The way Tosis learns, Tosis has a is that even if it's completely mayim shuvim, Mr. Rabbanan, the whole psul mayim shuvim is rabbanan. So that's the word of kasha. Kaim al darabana on top of some of and base. Va'oid another kasha. Ha'omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina v'daf shem artechas machlekes. The Rav Yosi Rav Chanina said that the machlekes by daf shem achtoimim that attached to the wall, if it's tar or tam, he's talking about a metal daf. Why? Because if it's an eight daf, the halacha is a daf made out of eight. Isn't if it's flat, it's not makabel toma. Even midrabanan. Therefore, he says talking about daf shem artechas, talking about a metal daf. And that's what Machlekes is. And still, Rav Eliezer says that if I attach it to the wall, even though it's a deraisa, it's tar. So, for sure, the braisa of tzinar cannot shtim Rav Eliezer. So, Mar says, you're right. Lo'olam rabbani. That braisa has to be like the rabbanon. The rabbanon hold by daf shematekes, if you attach it, even if you carve it out all in the wall, it's always tame. It's always a kli. So why by tzinar do we say that if I carve it out in the ground, it's tahar? Shani Shiva Durabanan. That's on Durabanan. Therefore, we're makel when it's carved out in the ground. Freit the Gemara, if that's the Durabanan, and we're more makel, because really Durabanan hold, anything that's a mechubah l'karka is always tame. You don't get the din karka, mechubah l'karka. If I carve it out once it's attached. Anything that goes to din mechubah l'karka is not called karka. But still, a makel by she'uvim, when I carve it out in the ground, that it's good because it's attached to the ground. So why, if it's a kli first, attached to the ground also should be good? Because we're saying anyway, because the thing that's only us, the rabbanon, is better. It's more kurdik. Yach, yafil chaku b'sev kavunami. If you're saying shani shiva the rabbanon, so even if you're chokak, you make it a kli, and then you attach it, nami should also not pass on the mikvah, should also have din karka. And for the gemara, shani hasu diga tar is kli alava talush. Since there at a din kli from before, we don't want to be makel so much, because that's mamish she'uvim. We don't want to makel so much, and we only makel if it's first attached, then they carve it out. So the bottom line is, we don't quote the rabbanon hold that when it comes to derises, anything that's a keli that's attached to the ground, I don't care if you made it a keli while it's attached, it's always tame, always din keli. By mikvah that umachalik, the reason why umachalik is because the rabbanon. By she'uvim the rabbanon umachalik, that depends. If it's a kli from before, then you're right, it's no good. But if it's attached and then I carve it out, it'll be fine. And why do I have this chilek? Only because she'iva is drabbanon. And again, we spoke out of chilek, so showing what she'iva drabbanon means. Either means because all shuvim is drabbanon, all water it's in a keli if a mikvah is only drabbanon, that's possible. Or here we're talking about you had a kosher mikvah, you're only adding to it, and just adding to it and making, and even when you have roiv of the mayim shuvim, it's only midrabanan not psul, because by etzem everything's bottled in the mikvah.